Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this prophecy. I mean, God is totally and completely in control. And guess what? He always lets us know what he's going to do before he does it. We're going to be talking about prophecy, how President Trump, Donald Trump, before he was president, God spoke about him through a prophet named Kim Clement. But also what we're hearing today, this impeach, God talked about that before he was even on the map and what the outcome was going to be. Make sure you stay tuned. But first, I want you to see this. Take a look. This is scripture right here. This is Amos chapter 3. Look at this scripture. This is what God says in Amos, the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. He says, surely the sovereign Lord, and that's God, does nothing without revealing it, revealing his plans to his servants, the prophets. Prophets are people that hear what the Lord is saying and share with everybody what's happening. Well, Kim Clement was very, and how you find out if somebody's a true prophet or not, it actually comes to pass. And so we were looking back at prophecies that were given. This particular prophecy was given in April the 4th, 2007 by Kim Clement. He's now with the Lord now. But he gave this prophecy April the 4th, 2007. And he's speaking very specifically, because this is before anybody even knew what was going to happen, but God knew it. He started talking about Trump would be the president of the United States. Let's go back and listen to that, because now we're living in the fulfillment of the prophetic word. And we're living in the plan of God. Listen up.
Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. With Time Magazine, will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word
this
of the Lord.
This is so exciting, because the economy is turning around. Things are changing. But prior to this current administration, remember, the borders were being flooded. But the reports are that the border illegal immigration is down like by 50 to 70% just in the first 5 months. It's exactly what God said would take place. But he said he would be president. But there's something else that was prophesied about by Kim Clement February the 22nd, 2014, when he was talking what would happen in the presidency. And we're hearing today these words from people who are not in agreement with the government, people who don't like the outcome of the election. They're saying things like, impeach, impeach, impeach. You're hearing this stuff. But think about this. Before Donald Trump was even on the map that he was going to be running as a candidate for president, February the 22nd, 2014, a prophet, Kim Clement, talked and said this would actually happen. But listen carefully. He even tells us what the outcome would be with what they're saying. Watch this.
This man has stood in Jerusalem. This man that I saw in the vision, the man that came out of a vision, please hear me. I was standing in my garden. Suddenly, the Spirit came, removed from my eyes scales. I was praying for America and I was praying for Israel. Nothing unusual. And suddenly behind me, starting behind my back, going in the form of an arrow, were hundreds of thousands of people. And I turned around and I was stunned at what I saw. This was not just a mere dream, but this was a vision. And so I raised my hand like this, and every one of them raised their hands. I looked back and they were doing the same thing. I shouted and they all shouted. They were one. They were one. One party. One party of people. Continued until I realized that the unity of these Amongst them stood one that God had set aside to be the leader of this nation. I said, why am I hearing this so soon? Surely you would show me a little bit of it closer to the time. And the Spirit of God said to me, this man has a humble stature, but he is a genius. And then I heard gold. I wasn't sure if this was attached to his name, but he said to me, he will restore the fortunes in this nation. Because of his brilliance, I couldn't quite see his face because that was not allowed, because there was a mist that covered all the people and he was amongst them. And the Spirit of God made me look at him and he said, this man will throttle the enemies of Israel. This man will throttle the enemies of the West. And there are highly embarrassing moments that are about to occur for many, many politicians in this nation. There'll be a shaking amongst the Democrats in the upcoming elections, but unsettling for the Republicans. Why is God doing this? For God said, I am dissatisfied with what emerges from both parties. And then there is a nation, he showed me, took me, itching for a new kind of war with America. They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say. But nay. This nation shall come very subtly. But he shall not come in the time of President Obama. They shall come when this new one arises, my David, that I have set aside for this nation. A man of prayer, a man of choice words, not a man who is verbose, who has verbosity, who speaks too much. They will even say, this man is not speaking enough. But God says, I have set him aside. They will shout, impeach, impeach. That this shall not happen. And then God says, highly embarrassing moments when another Snowden arises. And people will become very afraid. They'll say, we have no protection. And then God says, am I impressed with your weapons of war? Am I impressed with the strength of your men's legs? Ha! I have said I will bring this nation to its knees. God said, you have been humbled, and yet some more, and then you shall hear the sounds of great victory. For where are the people gathered? Where are my people gathered? Where is the sound of unity from my people? Come on! California, you are dying because of a drought. Watch my sign. Watch the sign of rain. For I told you there would be severe wind from above. And all the states that are affected by this severe weather have been set up for a shaking of my spirit and an outpouring of my spirit. But California, I'm looking at you. Gold, stone, California, a smaller statue. And God says, once you recognize the man that I have raised up, pray, for the enemy will do everything in his power to put a witch in the White House. Did anybody hear what he just said? For Jezebel has chased away the prophets and even Elijah. Come on. Now I have said, go back. For this shall be dismantled so that there will be no more corruption in the White House, says the Spirit.
Wow, no more corruption in the White House? Kim Clement, a prophet. And how we know if they're a prophet or not, if what they say comes to pass. And it's so accurate because God talked about what he was going to do. He was going to allow Donald Trump to be president, that these particular things would take place. And we're seeing those things already begin to take place. And it's only been a few months, him being in office.
And Time Magazine and Newsweek, they had no choice, but they had to.
Exactly. Yeah, we actually put those in there in that prophecy. So you're here. He didn't have those because they haven't been published yet.
Right.
But, you know, there's enemy strategies coming, and we're seeing it happen against our nation. But God says this is going to be destroyed. That this the idea that brings America back is so brilliant that everybody's going to know it's a God idea. And another Snowden. Snowden is the one that revealed all the governmental secrets and, you know, emails and that type of thing. There's another one about to come out and reveal all the different things. I encourage you now, if you haven't been sincere, you know, with who you are, that we're in desperate need of a Savior, and that the difference between somebody who's not a Christian and who is a true Christian is that you were dead in your sins, but you've been made alive through Jesus Christ. You're not perfect. So you need to make sure that you're not portraying that, because every single day we need the grace and the forgiveness of God.
Absolutely.
You know, and John and I shared some of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. I mean, when you read about us, you're going to realize, hey,
there's hope.
There's hope. God can save you too. And, you know, we got to get to that place of realizing, you know, God wants us all to be out there and to let him know that we just need Jesus. You know, God is merciful.
Absolutely.
But and God also talked to me, you remember I was sharing this before, that God told me specifically that Washington, D.C. is a house of cards.
Yes.
And then right after that is when Cantor and these other senators or whoever they were, they came down.
That's
they called
right.
it a house of cards on the headlines.
That's right. That's right.
But the whole thing is a house of cards. And so you're hearing all these things people are saying and all that. But realize, it's just a house of cards. It's not. There is nothing behind all that. It's worked for a season, but it's going to stop working. And then the Lord told me on a sabbatical, he showed me that the enemy would try to come in against America. He would come from the east and he'd come from the west, which is, you know, coming in from all these different areas. But we would be victorious over them, and we would literally, the words were, mow them over. So when God gives us a victory and he sets us free from the oppression, quite often we have to fight for that freedom and stand up for it. And it looks like some of that's going to happen. I even think about, you know, how I noticed that your enemy always says what they're going to do and accuses you of it. You know, it never fails, and especially with Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals.
It's a projection, right? Projecting.
Yeah, and so if you listen to what your enemy is accusing you of that you're not doing, you got to ask yourself, are they colluding with Russia?
Wow.
Because I think about Dmitry Dudeman, the prophetic word he gave over America, that Russia would come in. And, you know, they're pushing this collusion, and it's not. There's no evidence. We'll hear about that in a moment. But the thing about it is, are they colluding with Russia? Are they going to participate? And we're going to make that whole prophecy available to you in the VFN Torch. But really, at some point, our vulnerable areas where our nuclear supplies are going to be hit, supposedly, according to that prophetic word, and Russia was going to be doing that.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden, they can blame it on the person they've been blaming it on all along. Evil's evil.
It's a narrative.
It is a total narrative. But I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this one more time. Well, you're hearing, first, listen to Kim Clement in 2015. He's in 2015, but God put him in 2017 where he could feel and sense what it's like in 2017. Well, since we're in 2017, let's see if he was accurate in what he felt. This is 2017, Kim Clement, prophesying about 2017.
I'm feeling like I'm standing in 2017, and things have been disrupted so badly that people are confused because their plans didn't work. And yet I'm seeing this very strong figure standing in the United States of America saying, now we gotta clean up the mess.
They're sick of the promises that no one ever delivers. They're sick of the blatant lies, frankly, that we're reading about certainly a lot more these days. And so I think it's something that cleans up the mess.
I want the entire corrupt Washington establishment to hear the words we all are about to say. When we win tomorrow, we are going to drain the swamp.
And they have the skill and the ability to do it. They'll say, well, the pen is already signed. And I'm hearing this strong figure saying, I don't care what was signed. We will make the changes. So I want to encourage many of you that are watching that are saying, you know, we hear about judgment, we hear about fear. Fear has been brought upon our nation because the display of ISIS and the display of the beheadings and the display of the arrogance and all of this. And yet God is doing some stuff that we don't even know about. That's what we got to find out. And so I got caught up just into the next administration, if you wish, and I didn't see bad. I saw calmness. I saw peace.
I saw calmness. I saw peace. And listen, when we get back from this break, listen, I mean, when we heard the word impeach, that was 2014 before Donald Trump was even on the scene. And God knew this was going to happen. And we're going to look at that again. And we're going to show you with that. Because some of you, you might be fearful. You might think, maybe they're going to get away with this. God's going, they're not going to get away with it. God has set this man in place. God is bringing victories. But we have to stand up with that which God's established. He's not going to do it against our will. What he's established to see victory. You know, John and I are just reviewing prophetic words that were given in 2015, in 2014, I think in 2007 by Clem Clement. And they're accurate. They've come to pass. And we're hearing right now, I want to encourage you, we're hearing right now exactly what God said we would be hearing. And so there's so many people, John, that don't believe God speaks. They just don't believe he speaks. And it's like, I can understand how terrified you are if you think that God's not in control and doesn't have something to say about it. Yeah. But even Job 33 says God will even speak to an evil man in his sleep.
That's right.
I mean, God does speak. The question is, are we listening? And Kim Clement obviously heard clearly because that's exactly what's happening right now. He said they'll say impeach and they'll say impeach, but it won't take place. I want to go back and listen to that one more time, that little small part. Where we can, because I want to talk about it, because that's what they're saying now. People are saying, if you're listening to it, I encourage you, only watch BFN TV.
Don't listen to this
stuff.
Don't
put it in your ear. Don't put it, because it's wrong. They know it's wrong. They're just trying to push a narrative, and we'll talk more about that after this. Why are they doing that? But let's look back at Kim Clement, what he said about this presidency. I believe it was in 2014 when God shared this. He shared it, got it on tape, and now it's actually happening today with the president, Donald Trump. By the way, gold hair, gold face. Gold apartment.
Gold house, yeah.
Gold apartment. I mean, he's known for gold. And God showed me that the seed of the evil is going to come down, the seed of the righteous is going to rise. And as soon as judgment happens on the evil one, that gold rain was coming down. So gold, I mean, which means provision from, that's just God sweeping, having somebody sweep the streets in heaven, right? That's all that is. I mean, gold is God, it's all God's. But let's go back and listen to what Kim Clement said, because we're going to take a look at that prophecy coming to pass. Listen up.
They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say. But nay. This nation shall come very subtly. But he shall not come in the time of President Obama. They shall come when this new one arises, my David, that I have set aside for this nation. A man of prayer. A man of choice words, not a man who is verbose, who has verbosity, who speaks too much. They will even say, this man is not speaking enough. But God says, I have set him aside. They will shout, impeach, impeach, but this shall not happen.
So you're hearing that prophetic word, and if you haven't heard it yet, let's watch that prophecy come to pass. He gave that in 2014. This is 2017. This is the first year of the presidency of Donald Trump, what God said he would be in. He'd make him a trumpet, which you really should be concerned because there's actually seven trumpets. The last trumpet sounds and the church is taken away. If you're not ready to go with God, you need to get ready. But either way, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, let's see if that actually took place. Are they saying impeach, impeach, impeach? Take a look.
Another member of Congress wants him impeached.
Is that potentially impeachable if it's an obstruction of justice?
I think we're going to have to look into it a little bit further.
You were saying that this could lead down the road to impeachment, but we weren't anywhere near that yet. Does this breaking news tonight change your view on that?
Are we getting closer and closer to the possibility of yet another impeachment process?
Reluctantly, Wolf, I have to say yes.
Is it an impeachable offense if, in fact, the president obstructs justice?
So in terms of impeachment, are you taking action, working with Republicans, or doing anything that would actually move that agenda forward?
Do you harbor any hopes that you will find a conservative legal mind to match your desire to proceed with impeachment?
I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice. I think that.
So you mean impeachment proceedings?
I beg your pardon?
You mean impeachment proceedings? Impeachment originates in the House. House leadership and the Republican Party has shown no interest in that and seems like it's the furthest thing from their mind. You think that's going to change?
Are you suggesting that President Trump should face impeachment?
No, I'm not suggesting that.
Congressman, what is your case for impeachment?
But now we're talking impeachment. Do you think this is a bridge too far?
Yeah. What do you think of this impeachment possibility? What's more needed to prove obstruction of justice than the president fires the guy coming after him after asking to drop the case? What more do you need?
Impeachment is the remedy. I mean, the president can't...
It's the only remedy.
Yeah,
there's growing talk, at least, about impeachment within your party. You have Congresswoman Maxine Waters. You have Congressman Al Green. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, all talking about impeachment for this president.
So you have to understand, God said this would happen in 2014. He also said he's going to put Trump in this place. He also said he's going to revive the economy. He's going to protect the nation. He's going to flip things back the way they were. He's going to deal with a swamp. I mean, literally in, I think about Cindy Jacobs, literally
yes,
God showed her that
word.
He's going to deal with a swamp, this evil that's going on. But I want you to hear one more time what God said, that this is in 2014, and Kim's repeating it and saying they're going to say this. But it's not going to happen. Let's listen one more time.
They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say. But nay. This nation shall come very subtly. But he shall not come in the time of President Obama. They shall come when this new one arises, my David, that I have set aside for this nation. A man of prayer, a man of choice words, not a man who is verbose, who has verbosity, who speaks too much. They will even say, this man is not speaking enough. But God says, I have set him aside. They will shout, impeach, impeach, but this shall not happen.
This shall not happen. I want to encourage you. God's in control. He said that Donald would be there. President Trump would be in place. He said that they would say impeach. It wouldn't happen. Good things are in store. But when the enemy is knowing their end is due, it's literally like a drowning person. If you get close to a drowning person, they'll drown you.
They'll take you down.
And these are some crazy things that are happening, and some more crazy things are going to happen. But who would know better? When I was in law enforcement, John, you know, I could come in at a case in the courthouse, and I could testify. And I could blow the case, or I could save the case, because that was the officer on the scene. They looked to the officer that would present the evidence. So if you came in and you said there's no evidence, it doesn't matter how much money they pay for their attorney to prosecute or anything like that. It just wouldn't happen.
Because there's no evidence.
There's no evidence. You go figure, right? And so let's look here. This is Sean Hannity going through some of those different law enforcement officers who are saying there is no evidence of collusion between Russia and the President Trump or his campaign. There's none. And so that means they're lying. But we have to ask the officers who were put into place. Let's take a look at this.
There are so many issues here, not the least of which is the Democratic push of their Russia narrative, collusion, Trump, Russia narrative, Trump, Russia narrative. There's something clearly happening here. The Destroy Trump media, the Democrats, they have been pushing that Russian tin foil hat conspiracy theory with zero evidence. For example, earlier today on Capitol Hill, former CIA Director John Brennan was asked about Russia collusion. Take a look.
I don't know whether or not such collusion, that's your term, such collusion existed. I don't know.
And you remember back in March, during an interview on Meet the Press, the former Obama Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, he also said no evidence of Russia collusion. Watch this.
We did not include any evidence in our report, and I say our, that's NSA, FBI, and CIA with my office, the Director of National Intelligence, that had anything that had any reflection of collusion between members of the Trump campaign and the Russians. There was no evidence of that included in our report.
I understand that, but does it exist?
Not to my knowledge.
Listen, a top Democratic lawmakers, they're saying there's no evidence. Watch this.
Have you seen anything that suggests any collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign?
Well, there's an awful lot of smoke there, let's put it that way. People that might have said they were involved, to what extent they were involved, to what extent the president might have known about these people or whatever. There's nothing there from that standpoint that we have seen directly linking our president to any of that.
The last time we spoke, Senator, I asked you if you had actually seen evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, and you said to me, and I'm quoting you now, you said, not at this time. Has anything changed since we spoke last?
Well, no, it hasn't.
I know we need to go soon, but just to be clear, we haven't. There has been no actual evidence yet.
No, it has not been.
Okay.
No, it has not.
Now, in addition to Democrats admitting that they've seen no evidence whatsoever, back in January, while testifying under oath, James Clapper also said no evidence that Russia affected the actual vote tallies. His words, not mine.
First, we cannot say they did not change any vote tallies or anything of that sort.
Yeah, I'm just talking.
And we have no way of gauging the impact that certainly the intelligence community can't gauge the impact it had on choices the electorate made.
So there's no evidence of collusion. Nothing to suggest that actual votes were changed. Now, of course, these facts have not stopped the Destroy Trump media night after night after night. They have been pushing this tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. It is beyond shameful. It's not rooted in fact. No evidence. No votes impacted. I'm not the one saying it. You just heard it for yourself. Take a look.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was just completely, totally, absolutely impossible to suspect that Vladimir Putin orchestrated what happened in Syria this week so that his friend in the White House could have a big night with missiles and all of the praise he's picked up over the last 24 hours? Wouldn't it be so nice if you couldn't even in your wildest dreams imagine a scenario like that?
I'll say it again. This Russian connection just keeps building, and every time it builds and expands, you have to wonder if Trump himself isn't worried about what's swirling around under the covers.
CNN has learned new details of the FBI investigation into potential links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government.
Specifically, Willie, I think what it means is that a federal judge found that people in Trump's organization were colluding with the Russians.
So we've shown you. No evidence of Russia collusion, no votes changed. The media, Destroy Trump media, has completely misrepresented.
So, I mean, you're looking at it. So the first thing you would ask is, what does the law enforcement officer, who was the first one on the scene,
right,
who's looking at all the evidence, who was there, and all the ones that are in the head law enforcement agencies, they're saying there's no evidence. You can have the, John, you can have the most expensive attorney in America or the world,
right,
and no jury can convict on that.
Because there's no evidence.
Right. It's just a narrative. We're going to talk, you know, what's really going on here is it's literally like Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, and they're repeating a narrative over and over again. And there was a day that news media was owned not by corporations like they are right now. Right now, it's just bottom line. It could be you. You could maybe the one that owns ABC CNN because it'd be part of your stock portfolio. Mm-hmm. It's a publicly traded company looking for profits, running commercials. And so it's not that original type of news sources that used to happen. And so there's a leaning, an obvious leaning, what makes the most money. But it's very important that we have to know the truth. And it, like the president said at a recent Freedom Forum as he was speaking, just like God says,
Here's
what he said, just like God says, the truth will prove it all.
Wow.
You know, the truth will prove it all. This is an amazing program filled with prophecy that was said in the past that they were living in now,
that's
the fulfillment
right
of God's word. And God is saying things today that's going to happen tomorrow. So
pay attention.
Pay close attention. If you haven't yet begun to abide with the Lord, a lot of people want to, we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You can begin to hear for yourself what God is saying. But you think about this. I think about Rules for Radicals when you're seeing what's taking place. Saul Alinsky had written a book. He was part of the organizing movement that took place in the 50s and the 60s. He was a mentor of Hillary Clinton, also
yes,
and a distant mentor of Barack Obama, the former president of the United States. And the thing about organizing is, you know, it's what's your driving force? What is the motive behind why you're organizing? And the Lord began to show me that there's people that are organizing the dark, the night, you know, and there's people that's the organizer of the day, which is Jesus Christ. You know, he's the light of life, and he's called us to be the light of life. And the Lord gave me this dream, John. In this prophetic dream, he was showing me, I was at this particular mall, and it had these brand new believers that just made a decision for Jesus Christ. And they were so excited and so pumped, and I was excited because they were excited, and I was just they were telling me everything. I'm just listening, and I'm trying to be real careful because they're brand new believers. Right. And then they took me by the hand and said, look, I got to show you something. I got to show you something. And there was this room off to the side of the mall area we're going to. They took me in that area. They were so excited, John, to show me this. Mm. And they walked up to what looked kind of like a fireplace, but it really wasn't. It was an altar. Mm. And they took their bodies and they laid flat, literally.
What type of altar to?
A demonic altar, really. But it began to manifest. They first started laying their bodies flat in front of it, like they're pressing every part of their flesh to the floor. I mean, they were like it's hard. It's like gravity pulling you down. They were flattened out so much. And they were so excited to show me this. And I'm trying to be real careful. Like, you don't do this. This is not good. But I had to be careful because I'm thinking they're coming out of the world. And all of a sudden, in the middle of that altar, look, and that's when I found out it was demonic. All of a sudden, this thing just kind of came out of the thing like a demon just comes right out over them and covers them over, and like this pentagram goes over them when they lay down.
Wow.
You see, when you become a Christian, God's calling you out of the world. But right now, there's so much mixture going on. I mean, everything. You missed our previous program. You got to check it out. But there's a way to walk with the Lord. I mean, we're not perfect, but there is a way.
Sure.
There is a way. And I think about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5, he says, you are children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. And so the church really means, it doesn't mean a building up the street. Dear Lord, it means called out ones.
Yes.
And so he's calling us out of the darkness into the light. Granted, it's been real difficult because the church has been so mixed lately.
That's right.
You know, they're bringing in, you know, secular this and secular dark this and dark that, and people are thinking it's okay. But remember this, no matter what other people do, you have to answer for your own life before the Lord. So you can't, we can't stand at the throne of God and blame our sin and our choices on someone else. And that's another thing that's been portrayed. So, you know, God began to share with me this particular vision and show me that what was taking place in the church. That you have people that are on fire for God, but they go to a gathering somewhere that's just filled with darkness since they never come out of the light. And they're very excited. They were very excited, John, to be able to show me this. They didn't know the difference between right and wrong. They didn't know that that was wrong.
Well, it's deception.
Yes, it was deceived. And it takes a teacher. It takes somebody who some of the fivefold ministry to be able to train you up to understand the difference between good and evil. And you can't just all of a sudden, you know, never be discipled and think you know things. I mean, you have to actually learn the teachings of Jesus and follow him. He says those are truly his disciples. So what's taking place with all this narrative, this false narrative going out saying impeach, impeach when there's no evidence, and that they keep saying these things over and over again through a bent media?
Yeah, because these people generally don't understand what's going on. We know that there is no evidence, but why is this narrative being repeated over and over and over again? What's the end game?
Well, there is a plan. It's called... it's talked about in Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky. But understand, Satan did these various things in front of God. It's not like brand new.
Right.
He just tapped into how to do things in an evil way, Saul Alinsky did. And so in that, they talk about different things. There's different strategies they have. I call it using Lucifer tactics, you know, to be able to organize the America and the world. But one thing they talk about, there's like 13 rules for radicals. One of them, John, is global warming. Or one of them is pollution, I mean. And they said, if you can organize people around pollution, as a matter of fact, this is what he says in his book. He says, in Saul Alinsky's book, Rule for Radicals, you might be able to see it on your screen, the book or whatever. But he says, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, then an organized people is on the move. Mm. From there, it's a short and natural step to the pollution, a political pollution, and Pentagon pollution.
Wow.
That's Saul Alinsky. He writes about it in his book, Rules for Radicals. So he's saying, you know, if you organize, because people, it's like a, yeah, everybody wants clean air. Everybody wants clean water. And so they've done this on a global, I mean, former President Barack Obama was a community organizer. He was trained up and taught the Saul Alinsky models that Hillary Clinton, you know, was mentored by Saul Alinsky.
This book is dedicated to Barack
It's
Obama.
Actually dedicated to both of them on the back cover, I believe the Chicago Sun-Times or something like that. But so, you know, you might be able to see it on your screen now. But in the context of that, so why are they talking about global warming? They got the whole, look, this is, you know, you got to say, I mean, they've been brilliant at how to use these strategies, because the whole world's talking about, you know, global warming, but America is the only one that was paying any money towards it.
That's right. That's why they're for it.
Yeah, they're for it, right? And, you know, thank God for President Trump, who pulled us out of that Paris Accord, because that's what that was a global warming. But what happened was...
Which was a transference of wealth at the end of the result.
Yeah, he says, you know...
Our wealth.
He says, once you organize them around something as simple as pollution, then you can organize the organized people are on the move. In other words, they're all moving this one, yeah, we got to watch water, we got to watch air. He says, from there, it's a short and natural step to political pollution and Pentagon, our military. Hmm. And everything was happening. If we would have had four years or 8 years of really, I would think, another child offspring of Saul Alinsky, which would have been Hillary Clinton, God spared our country in a huge way. But we're seeing it, but this is still going on. They're still repeating this narrative, and there's no evidence. I mean, any scientist that stands up and says that, you know, global warming is not true, they don't get any grants, they get cut off,
they
get kicked
out. No money.
Yeah. But they talk about, you know, open societies, part of their strategies. You know, you think about George Soros and what he said about open societies, no borders. They're wanting to get rid of the borders and the Constitution of America. But if the Constitution goes, John, there is no America. Yeah. There is the reason why other countries that we're finding out has the freedom they have, because America has stood as a beacon of freedom for so long. Because the last 8 years, we didn't stand that way. And ISIS came up and all these different things came up and terrible things began to happen. But polarization, that's another one of their tools. You know, we'll make sure all this is available to you on the VFN Torch. You got to hear this entire series because you need to get educated on the Saul Alinsky model, because it's they're using it to the T. But, you know, polarization, where they divide everything, and everything that could be divided has been divided. It's amazing. Yeah. And now you're looking at things uniting again, and that other spirit, the people who feel that way, they're terrified that unity's coming back together again. It's like, you know, there is a great safe place in unity. It's e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. Hmm. And it's time for us to come back together under God, under our Constitution, under our leadership, under our law enforcement. Because think about it, if it wasn't for those two law enforcement officers the other day at the Alexandria, Virginia, then 25 Republican congressmen would have been assassinated.
Murdered.
Dead. Murdered. So it was we saw evidence of what happens every day. We just thank God for our law enforcement. They try to polarize law enforcement to the people during that time. Also, the law, they start using the law against you and start saying, well, you broke this law and you broke that law. Well, we're not perfect. I mean,
but
you need a stop sign. Even though we ran it, it still needs to stay
it's
there
still
because
good.
Everybody's going to die.
That's
it's
right.
still good. But only people who obey laws are people that really have a fear of God. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about in a previous program some consequences that would take place. Ridicule is another one. You're seeing every media source that's into this story ridiculing folks over and over again. I just want to encourage you. We got to close out this program. We're going to make more of it available to you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But know this, God said beforehand that this was going to happen. He said he's going to put this man in place. He even said a brilliant plan is coming to reshift everything, the economy, the safety, the security. And he even said, I'm putting this man in place and giving him generals so that he can actually keep Israel in their land. I mean, I want to encourage you to stand up and say, you know what? I believe God. I don't care what all this stuff is saying. I'm not going to continue to listen to these lies anymore. I'm not even going to talk about them. I'm going to begin to declare the word of the Lord. And things are turning around and good days are ahead. Some difficult days may come before that, but understand good days are ahead if we'll stand for God and stand for freedom.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.